Good morning, this is Ethan,
Charlie,
and Jen,
with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In the local news, a new study has suggested that attempts to eradicate fire ants in Queensland may actually be wasting money and increasing the spread, according to this new study. The state has boosted its contribution by $24 million in the last year for a task force that works alongside the National Fire Eradication Programs. Insect growth regulators, large-scale pesticides, have been a long-time solution utilized by the NFAEP for the prevention of fire ants. However, Southern Cross University Professor Nigel Andrew has questioned the effectiveness of Australia's mass-scale eradication program. Andrew argues that while insect growth regulators can be successful when they are used in much smaller areas, large-scale solutions could prove ineffective to preventing the spread and also eradicate other non-invasive species such as beetles. A NFAEP spokesperson combats these claims, stating that their plan was backed by science and remains the only proven eradication method effective at the scale required in Australia. In other local news, the Queensland government has 3 months to respond to new e-mobility recommendations from a parliamentary inquiry, which could introduce a law ensuring anyone riding these devices has at least a learner driver's license. These recommendations have faced strong criticism from cycling advocates, even being compared to North Korea tactics by the Brisbane CBD Bicycle User Group, with different advocacy spokespersons stating driver's license defeats the whole purpose and is in fact in the opposite direction of fighting congestion, and probes questions into international tourists having to sit Queensland driving tests or have an international license.
In national news, Woolworths reports a 16% increase in profits as the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission prepares legal action of illusionary discounts. Earned reports released on Wednesday show supermarket made $859 million in profit in the past 6 months, and them expanding with their profit margins significantly during a time of rising inflation, with groceries and other household costs strongly increasing. Last week, in Victorian Federal Court, a similar case was brought up against Coles, with disguised price increases of at least 245 products by offering discounts that were, quoted, utterly misleading. The ACCC alleges that Coles misled shoppers as the products were sold at one regular price for at least 6 months, before being temporarily inflated and then dropped back to the previous price as part of a sale promotion. In other national news, Australia is reportedly at risk of becoming an artless country if it does not address the long-term decline in enrolments in creative courses, with more than 40 courses and degrees axed in the last decade. New research published by the Australian Journal of Education found fewer students in high school and university were choosing to study the creative arts, while dozens of tertiary courses are being slashed. Implementations in 2021, the former Morrison government's Job Ready graduate scheme substantially increases the cost of arts and creative courses, with arts, society and culture degrees rising by 116%, while the cost of creative arts degree programs for students rose by 19%. The executive officer of Universities Australia, Luke Shee, said that reforming the Job Ready graduate scheme was urgent and should happen in this term, stating that it's bad for students and bad for Australia.
And in international news, the International Organization for Migration has reported today that an estimated 8,000 people had died or were presumed lost due to the perilous migration routes in 2025, with the potential number likely being far higher. The routes used by migrants are mainly across the Mediterranean or the Horn of Africa, and as legal pathways to cross borders shrink, desperate refugees have resorted to trusting smugglers, which poses significant risk. 2,108 people died in the Mediterranean, 1,047 on the Atlantic route to Spain's Canary Islands, around 3,000 deaths recorded in Asia, half of which were from Afghanistan, and 922 people died on passages to the Gulf states, which is a sharp increase from last year. As of February 24th of this year, migrant deaths have reached 606 in the Mediterranean, but less journeys have also been reported towards the Americas due to tighter government restrictions. IOM Director General Amy Pope said in a statement that the continued loss of life on migration routes is a global failure we cannot accept as normal. And for your weather today, Brisbane is 26 degrees, but it feels like 27, with a 76% humidity. There's 84% cloud cover and a 50% chance of rain. It is pretty windy with 19 kilometres per hour from the southeast. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.